Good evening.
That's fine. I don't think I'm going to be long. It's my shortest message ever, as in paper. I don't know. I don't promise anything. Thank you, Lord, for your favor and your grace to share this message tonight. And for our ears and eyes, the ears and the eyes of our understanding to open up to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I was almost feeling like Eric was going to steal my, well, it's not my message, it's the message of the Lord. And he was just giving the introduction, I guess. You know, God gives us dreams and promises, and we just need, you know, Pastor Barbara, prayer/word right now. It was like, yeah, we need to, you know, keep in that frequency, connected to God. Because, you know, there's weird dreams. I don't know, sometimes I have the weirdest dreams, and God can give us sometimes weird dreams. We just need to know if it's God or if it's the enchiladas we had the night before, you know? So it's very important to keep in the same frequency as the Holy Spirit and ask him, you know, is this dream what I had last night or is it, it comes from you? And, but one thing I know is that the dreams that God gives, they come to pass. You know, he talks about his promises. He gives us promises, true dreams as well. So, well, let's go to Matthew 24, verse 46. I guess I should be looking for it as well. Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 46. And Pastor Calvin was talking a little bit about dreams on Sunday. And so I guess God wants us dreaming. Okay, 24:46. It says, if the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. And I want to read it from the Common English Bible. It says, happy are those servants whom the master finds fulfilling their responsibilities when he comes. And I know probably you're like, well, what does that has anything to do with dreams? And I was thinking that Joseph was someone that was found faithful, fulfilling his responsibilities when the master came. You know, and what I mean with the master coming is, you know, when he met him and gave him the dream that he had given him. And, well, in different versions of that verse, it says that happy or blessed or fortunate are those faithful servants who are found doing what they are supposed to be doing. So, you know, God has given us dreams and visions or a promise, but we are not supposed to just lay down in bed and wait for that dream to come true, you know? It doesn't mean that it's going to come to pass the next day. And, well, everyone here knows Joseph's story, right? We're going to just look through it a little bit. But I was looking at Joseph's story, and he was found faithful, he was obedient, and he kept himself busy, for a lack of a better word. You know, he kept himself busy doing, serving, wherever he was placed. You know, and I guess that's how it aligns with what Eric was saying right now. You know, we find rest, but in doing what God ask us to do. It's not like we're going to stop doing, but we're going to be doing what he wants us to do. So let's go to Genesis chapter 37, just to look at some highlights of Joseph's story. One of the titles is said that Joseph's dreams of greatness. And, you know, I was thinking all of God's promises our dreams of greatness. He always wants to give us great things. He always have great dreams, great promises for us. So we're going to start in verse 5. One night, Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. And then he has the other dream on verse 9. And basically, well, we all know he dreamed that his family was bowing to him. That's how he said, yeah. His family bowed to him, and that he was having authority and that he was ruling. So obviously that we know that that dream didn't come true the next day. And actually when he shared his dream, they got mad. I mean, even his dad, he called him and told him, "What are you saying, that your mom and I are going to bow before you?" But everything turned out like to the opposite of what he thought greatness and authority and ruling. But God didn't forget. He was preparing his heart. And what it amazes me about Joseph is how he didn't depressed or went down and just like, oh no, you know, it wasn't what I thought, or it wasn't a dream from God, or it wasn't a promise from God. Throughout the whole story of Joseph, you can see that he had a close relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. And well, it says in some parts, it says the Spirit of God was in his life, and we're going to see that. So I know that he knew that that dream came from God. And I really feel like God wants to speak this to each and every one of us, because I know he has given individual dreams to all of us and promises that, you know, I mean, he had that dream, and almost the next day he sold as a slave. I mean, completely opposite of what God just told him. You know, you're going to rule, and then the next, well, I don't know, next week per se, he's sold as a slave. And so it's like, God, this is not turning at all like what you told me. But I feel like this is something that God is speaking to, like I said, for each and every one of us, and also as a church. I feel like this is for a Faith Ministries church. God has given this church promises and dreams of greatness. And although it seems like the opposite, you know, of all his promises, it's coming. It's coming. And I guess also right now, I remember when Mark Bowling was saying, you know, we need to be doing what we're supposed to be doing while that comes, because it's going to come to pass. I know it's going to come to pass. I believe it. So dreams don't come true the next morning after you dream about them. Let's see what happened in Genesis 39, verse 1. So Joseph is taken to Egypt. It says, when Joseph was taken to Egypt by the Ishmaelite traders, he was purchased by Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. Potiphar was captain of the guard for Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served in the home of his Egyptian master. So that tells me that he wasn't just like doing, oh, whatever, you know. It says that he succeeded and that the Lord was with him. In everything he did, he succeeded as he served. He had a servant heart. And verse 3, it says, Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. I mean, we need that. We need that, you know, wherever we are. I mean, Egyptians were far, far from Jesus, from God, from having a relationship with God. It was worldly people. It was, you know, not good people. Not people serving the Lord, and they noticed and realized that the Lord was with Joseph and that he was giving him success in everything he was doing. And you know, the success is not measured in the same way as the world, you know? Our success is measured differently, and the success that God gives is different. And this pleased Potiphar, in verse 4, so he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. So he started going up. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. From that day, Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property. The Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. So, I mean, that's awesome. So everything was run through Joseph. Then we know that, things go bad. And he's put in prison because he was accused falsely. And so there he goes back to prison. Again, he goes down. And instead of he getting like, oh, well, now it looks worse than being an slave. Now I'm in prison. Now everything is wrong. It's worse than what it was. Instead of getting the same, you know, depressed, just staying there in his cell, doing whatever, just like waiting, there's no more hope for me. He did the same thing. Let's look at it. Give me one moment. 39, chapter 39, verse 20. It says, Potiphar was furious because the wife said, you know the story. So verse 20 says, so he took Joseph and threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. So again, God, wherever he was, you know, in the prison as a slave, wherever, he was with Joseph, and he gave him favor, and he could feel, he says that he showed him his faithful love. And again, he succeeded. Verse 22, before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. It says before long, so it didn't happen long time before he was now again the head, and it says that the warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. I'm assuming that Joseph was diligent. He was he had a servant heart, and he was there seeing, how can I help? What can I do? How can I serve you? You know, he was looking. The servants always get, well, Jesus said it, you know, if you want to be the greatest, you have to be the lowest and serve. So this is what Joseph did. He was just there, what can I do? And it didn't take long until he was up. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Let's keep on seeing the story. Chapter 41, verse 37. We know that they had the dreams and stuff, and he interpreted. Well, I don't know if I'm going ahead of myself. Yes. So he interpreted the dreams, and then he goes before the Pharaoh and to interpret his dreams. And well, something that I like, I don't know if I put it here, is that he gave God the glory, you know, when he, I jumped it. It's verse 16 of chapter 41. When he's asked to interpret the dream, it says, it is beyond my power to do this, Joseph replied, but God can tell what it means and set you at ease. You know, he wasn't all like proudful and said, oh yeah, I can interpret the dream. He gave God the glory. He wasn't embarrassed to say, like, everything I do, you know, people could see that the Lord was with him, that the Lord was the one showing him, and he gave it word to that it's God, it's not me. So in verse 37, after Joseph suggests what they could do about the famine and the dreams that God had given him. Well, something that I think is interesting here is that even God gave dreams to Pharaoh. And I think it was because Joseph was there. And so even to an ungodly person, God gave a dream so it could be interpreted by godly people and show what God's plans were. You know, it was part of God's plan to put Joseph there to be managing all the food and all the stuff. So I think that is interesting that even an ungodly person, a Pharaoh, got a dream that could be interpreted by a godly person. So Pharaoh asked, verse 38, his officials, "Can we find anyone else like this man, so obviously filled with the Spirit of God?" And I wonder if people surrounding us can say that, you know. Can we find someone like these men or these women, so obviously, I'm reading for the New Living Translation, so obviously filled with the Spirit of God? Man, I want people to think like, can we find someone else like these women that is so obviously filled with the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has revealed the meaning of the dreams to you, clearly no one else is as intelligent or wise as you are. Verse 40, you will be in charge of my court, and of all my people will take orders from you. Only I, sitting in the throne, will have the rank higher than yours." So God fulfilled, well, not yet, well, about ruling and authority, yes, but not about his family bowing before him. But, he was made governor. I think I need to keep on reading. Yes, verse 41, it says, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh removed his signet ring from his hand and placed it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in fine linen clothing and hung a gold chain around his neck. Then he had Joseph ride in the chariot reserved for his second in command. And wherever Joseph went, the command was shouted, "Kneel down." So Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of all Egypt. And Pharaoh said to him, "I am Pharaoh, but no one will lift a hand or foot in the entire land of Egypt without your approval." And it says there that everyone kneeled down before him. Not that we need people bowing down before us, but what it is amazing is that God always fulfills what he talks about. And then in chapter 42, verse 6, is when the brothers come for food and they bow before Joseph. They didn't know he was the governor, but afterwards they knew. Sorry, excuse me. So while all this came to pass, while the dream came to pass, Joseph, number one, he kept a strong and a close relationship with God. Everyone could see, was able to see it. And, you know, Eric has me with he's been repeating and preaching that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 for a long time. And I guess I'm finally getting it. I'm like, that's good. I mean, I have known that it's good, but we really need to live that. You know, I think Joseph did this. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." And I think that in everything he did, he trusts God. You know, he trusts God that the dream was going to come true. He trusts God that even if he was sold by his brothers as a slave, God was with him and he was going to show him what path to take. He knew that he was with him when he was in prison and he just wanted to shine that light. The easy-to-read version says, "Trust the Lord completely and do not depend on your own knowledge. With every step you take, think about what he wants, and he will help you go the right way." And I like this because I see Joseph there in the Living Bible version, verse 6. It says, in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. And that's exactly what he did for Joseph. You know, Joseph, in everything he did, he put God first, and he was directed by God, and he was crowned with his efforts with success. So God will crown our efforts with success. So we need to put effort. You know, we need to keep on working. I know it wasn't easy for him to get to the top. He started serving. Number two, he kept on doing good wherever he was placed. Wherever he was, he kept on doing good. And I just want to remind you guys, all of you, and me, myself, Galatians 6:9. I'm going to read it from the New Life Version. It says, do not let yourself get tired of doing good. If we do not give up, we will get what is coming to us at the right time. And that's what Joseph did. He kept on doing good. He didn't give up. You know, he could have said, man, sell as a slave. And then, like, when he thinks he's getting there, now he's thrown into prison. But he didn't get tired of doing good. He didn't give up. He kept on doing God's will and knowing that the dream is coming to us at the right time. His time is perfect. His time, it's, you know, the kairos of God. It's just in timing. It's just right. It's just perfect. You know, I love Ecclesiastes 3:11. God has made everything beautiful in his time. And number three, God gave Joseph favor and brought completion to the dream. I mean, who gave the dream to Joseph? God did. And who made the dream come true? Yeah. So it wasn't the goat he had for dinner the night before, right? Or, I don't know, bread and goat. I don't know what he, cheap. I don't know what he ate. But it was God. It was God. And even if people, you know, his brothers, they laughed at him. His father scolded him, like, what are you, you know, it could be their closest people around us, like, telling us, God didn't give you that dream. Where are you getting that from? That's crazy. But if we are in syntony with God, if we acknowledge him in all that we do, we can know this dream is from God, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and God is going to bring that dream come true. Philippians 1:6. I'm going to read it from the Contemporary English Version. Faith Ministries Church, God is the one who began this good work in you, and I'm certain that he won't stop before it is complete. I like what it says, the Complete Jewish Bible. It says, and I'm sure of this, that the one who begun a good work among you will keep it growing until it is complete. So he is the one, it says, God is the one who began this work. And I am sure that he will complete it. It will keep on growing until it is completed. Yeah. Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he doesn't change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? No. Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Nope. So I know his promises and his dreams come true no matter what we see, no matter if it gets worse. He does not lie. He does not change his mind. I'm glad. I'm glad he's not human. I'm glad he's not man. I'm glad that we can trust, and whatever he says, it's going to come. It's going to come to pass. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. I love this. I love this one. It says, God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. That first part, God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. I know God is going to do it. We just need to keep on doing our part, trusting him. Trusting him in all that we do, and he will set the path straight. So in order for this to happen, we need to, Hebrews 23, I'm going to read it from the, Hebrews 10, 23, I'm going to read it from the Worldwide Version. It says, we must hold on to God's promises that we have said we believed, and we must never, ever, 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 I added that, let go. He has promised, and he will do it. So I hold on to his promise. I hold on to the promise that I said that he told me he was going to give me, and I don't let it go. You know, I hold on. Every time I read this verse, I don't know why, and I have had, and I know that that dream is not from God, but I don't know how many of you, I know some people had had this dream that I had had, that praise God I haven't had it in a long time, but hanging from a rope where there's nothing, like you don't see anything in the, like, in a, yeah, bottomless. And right, that's not a dream, that's a nightmare. And like you have to, like, you know, I don't know, has anyone had this dream? I know Eric has had it. It's horrible. Like, and then you wake up because you just can't hang anymore longer. I haven't had it in a long time, but it's horrible. But I know it's not a good to compare this verse with that. But what I was trying to say is that, you know, I hold to God's promises like that, you know, tied to like if it was a rope, and I just don't let go, like if my life depends on it. And I know if I let go, he will catch me. But in that dream, there's no one to catch me. But yeah, every time I see this verse, that's what I think. You know, I'm holding, I just hang on, like my life depends on him, and I know he's gonna come true. And to close, yeah, let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 7:9. It says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is a faithful God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. So if we all love God here and we keep his commandments, we are in this together. You know, we are, you know, he, if we need, we can know without doubt that the Lord is our God, and that he is a faithful God, and that he keeps his covenant of love to a thousand generations. And so we know that we know that we know that I just need to keep on doing, loving him and keeping his commandments, obeying him, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, remain connect and in that frequency so he can lead my path, and I know where I need to go. And if even if I get sold as a slave, I know that God is in control, and he is taking me through that path. And if I go to after that to prison, I know that that's the path he's taking me, and that he's with me, and that he's going to give me grace and favor before men, and that his promise is coming. His promise is coming. And so thank you, Lord, for your promise. Thank you, Father, that for this word that you have given us. Thank you, Lord, that you are not man to lie. Thank you that you always come true, and that if we fall, you catch us, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your dreams. Thank you for giving us the clarity to know what dreams are from you, what promises you have given us, and to not forget that you always come true. You always come true. Father, help us to have that diligent heart like Joseph had, that he was willing to serve, and that people could obviously see that your spirit was inside of him. Father, we want that. We want that spirit for wherever we go. We can serve like Jesus served. We can serve like Joseph served, and that you will take us, you will lead us, Father, in what path to take, in order to find, to meet you at the completion of the dream, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Have a good night's sleep. Dream with the angels. Have sweet dreams. And have a blessed rest of the week.